Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15 and the title of today's post, Spirit Wind People, Spirit Wind People. On Tuesday of this week, I shared a post on the power of speaking God's words. I taught on the word Dabar, the most common word for the word of the Lord, stating that God's words do more than inform us. They have power in them to perform or accomplish what they say. We can release God's power by speaking His word. Yesterday, I addressed one of the reasons many people struggle with making declarations and decrees, with binding and loosing, etc. The entire human race experienced spiritual death at the fall. Our spirits, the part of us created to relate to the spirit realm, house and connect with God, and which was dominant, the spirit was dominant, lost this ability. The soul, the mind, emotions, and will, that part of us created to relate to the natural world around us, was exalted and became dominant. At that point, humans were no longer spirit-led, but soul-led. And 1 Corinthians 2:14 tells us a natural person, the word is psychikos, soul is psyche, psychikos is soulish. A soulish person cannot discern spiritual things, going so far as to say they are foolish to him. And the word is moria, from which we get moron, moronish. The things of the spirit are moronish to a soulish person. When we're born again, God immediately begins working to transform us from being led by our souls to again being spirit-led people. As this transition occurs, we become more able to hear God's voice and be His voice. So today, I want to address further what it means to operate by and from the Spirit. Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. It also means wind or breath. The Holy Spirit could be called the Holy Breath or the Holy Wind of God. The breath administered to humankind at creation, when God breathed into them the breath of life, was Holy Spirit, as was the wind at Pentecost, when He brought forth the new creation and new birth. Since pneuma is the Greek word for spirit, it isn't surprising that a slight variation of it gives us the word for spiritual. Spirit, pneuma, spiritual is pneumatikos, same root word. It basically means relating or pertaining to the Spirit. To be spiritual by biblical standards simply means operating or functioning from our spirit. Spiritual. Operating or functioning from our spirit. Since this is where the Holy Spirit of God resides in us, being spiritual also equates to functioning with Holy Spirit's ability or influence. Perhaps you've heard of pneumatic tools, pneuma, spirit, pneumatikos, spiritual. Perhaps you've heard of pneumatic tools, which are powered by air, not electricity. The dictionary says the word means powered by wind or air. It also uses the same definition for pneumatikos, the word for spiritual. So, to be spiritual is to be wind-powered or wind-driven. The Holy Spirit in our spirit empowering us. Now, let me break it down a little farther and give you 4 points. When we're born again, we are born of the Spirit, wind, or breath of God. Holy Spirit fills our spirit, and our spirits become one with Him. Just think about that. Let that sink in. Your spirit and Holy Spirit become one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. That's literally what it says. He that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit with Him. So we're born of the Spirit. He fills our spirit and becomes one with us. Our spirit and Holy Spirit become one. Amazing. 2, when we're born again, we are empowered by the Spirit, breath, wind of God. Acts 1:8. This is why Peter could say to the lame man in Acts 3:6, just after being filled with the Spirit, such as I have, give I thee. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Rise and walk. It is why Acts 4:33 says, with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was on them. This was Holy Spirit power. Peter and the apostles were wind-driven, wind-powered, like the tools. 3, when we're born again, we mature from being soul-led to spirit-led. Romans 8:14, Galatians 5:18. The Galatians reference is the passage listing the fruit of the Spirit. When we are led by the Holy Spirit in our spirit, the fruit of our spirit becomes the character of Holy Spirit. His character, one with us now, becomes our character. And the fruit of our spirit is the character of Holy Spirit in our spirit. Being led by the Spirit also refers to direction, directional, and activity leadings. Believers are to be wind-filled, wind-driven, wind-powered, wind-motivated, and wind-led. And lastly, when we're born again, we speak by or from Holy Spirit in our spirit. That's what it means to prophesy. Hear the Spirit and say what He says. Give you several references you can read. Jesus said the words He spoke. This has always fascinated me. The words He spoke were spirit and life. Pneuma and Zoe, life. John 6:63. My interpretation of that is Christ was saying what He heard Holy Spirit saying. And because of this, the words were releasing life. Wind words release wind life. Jesus is building a wind-driven church, a church that is filled with and powered by the wind of heaven, the Spirit of God. He's building a church that knows the Spirit's voice and releases the Spirit's voice. John 3:8, the Passion Translation. You're going to love this. For the Spirit wind, He calls Holy Spirit. That's what they in the Passion Translation. For the Spirit wind blows as it chooses. You can hear its sound, but you don't know where it came from or where it's going. So it is the same with those who are spirit born. We are these spirit born people Jesus spoke of. We will be blown by the spirit wind throughout the earth. Satan and his demons won't know where we're coming from, but they will hear what is to them a terrifying sound, prison doors opening and prisoners going free. They won't know where we're going next until we are blown there by spirit wind. Throughout the earth, we will leave a path of signs, wonders, miracles, deliverances, and salvations. Get ready for the wind-driven church. Let's pray. Father, as spirit-filled people, we are pneumatic, powered by the breath of Holy Spirit. We are also to be led, borne by the wind, carried by the wind, following the dictates of our great helper, Holy Spirit. How little we understand and take advantage of this. We should be causing dead, dry, and scattered bones to come together, then commanding your breath into them. We should be healing lame men at city gates and setting captives free throughout the land. Teach us. We ask forgiveness for failing to cultivate a stronger relationship with your spirit and for not learning to walk according to our spirits rather than our souls. So often, we are intellect-driven, emotion-driven, rather than wind-driven. We so frequently let other voices drown out yours, keeping us from being spirit-led. We ask for fresh wind, fresh fire. We ask for a refilling. We want to be those Jesus spoke of, spirit-born people blown throughout the earth by spirit wind. Release this. Come from the four winds and blow through us, on dry bones everywhere. Blow across this nation. Saving America. Blow into our government and schools, our inner cities, and our countrysides. Blow into the Middle East and save millions. I know he's going to do that. Blow into Asia, Africa, Europe, Australia, and all of the Americas. Blow a scorching wind into the camp of the enemy. A saving wind to the people. And we ask for these things in Yeshua's name. Our decree. We declare that we are the spirit-born people Jesus spoke of, blown throughout the earth by spirit wind. Amen. Some food for thought today. A lot of references in here I didn't give. There's a series of sermons in this post for any pastor that wants to do it, especially combining yesterday and today. Anyway, thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you Monday.